We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Toiloim, Halacha Dalid, and we're in the appendix. This is called Roshei Prokim, all the way at the end. We're going to be doing Gimel through Dalid now to finish this Halacha and this series of Halachas on Toiloim. Paragraph Gimel in the appendix. Asora mine chitzim heim klal kol hamenios min hagdusha shema'akvim mikol atzdodim. The 10 arrows that are shot at the princess, Rav Nosazal says, they symbolize all the obstacles that every single Jew has to deal with when he tries to come close to Kedusha. He's being shot at from all sides. Yesh al yidei diburehem upituyehem shemachnisin chakiroi sukfiros bottom. There are some people who with their words and with their seduction, they try to inject doubt into a person that he should doubt Hashem, he should doubt the tzaddik, he should doubt himself, all kinds of doubts and lack of faith. Then you have the angel who's trying to seduce a person into all kinds of taivas rois, evil desires. Then you have the problem of the etzara coming at a person with all kinds of bad character traits. Kas, gadlus, gaiva, v'yesh al yidei chitzim mamish. And sometimes the Eitzahara comes with real live bullets and arrows. Shenilchomim becherev v'chitzim. We saw that the other nations of the world did battle against the Jews with arrows and everything. Ve'eino manichim lichnois l'Eretz Yisrael, trying to block the Jewish people from entering into Eretz Yisrael. V'ligvul hakdushan, into the boundaries of Kedusha. And when all of these problems get together, when a person's being shot at by all of these at the same time, these assorted 10 flavors, the 10 arrows that are being shot. And all of them are associated with the Yisoid Ha'ofor, which we said, Sheshom Iker Achizas HaSitrachra. That's where the Sitrachra has its strongest foothold. Bechinas V'nochosh Ofor Lachmoy. As we said, the snake lives on dirt. V'alkein Asurim Toiloim. And this is why we mentioned earlier that Toiloim, all of these things that crawl on the ground, on the earth, are forbidden. Kol HaShoyretz Al Ha'oretz, the Pasuk says. All of those things that crawl on the earth. Ki bebechinas bon, sheshom bechinas ofor, shom hoyo ikar hashvira. Because it's when within the name of Hashem bon, which is associated with ofor, that's where the main breakage of the vessels took place at the beginning of creation. The ikar hapigam, and the worst sin, the greatest defect in the Kedusha is atzvus, depression, sadness. Hefech hasimcha, the opposite of joy and happiness. V'alkein, and therefore, refuasa, the cure for the princess, how we heal the princess, al yidei simcha, through happiness, joy, asora min enegina, which is represented by the 10 types of song. Next, asora min etfikim, we spoke about the 10 types of pulses. Heim bechinas mekudos, they correspond to the vowels. When we spoke about ta'amim, nekudos, tagim, and oisius, remember the 4 components of the Torah. The highest one was the musical notes. After that came the vowels. The pulses, the 10 pulses in a person, correspond to the vowels. There are 10 vowels, 10 types of vowels in the Torah. Shehem bechinas bria, which corresponds to the Olam HaBriya, the second one from the top. Atzilus is the top one, Briya is the second. Ki hadfikin heim bechinas nekudos, because the pulses are like the vowels, like the Morse code, if you recall, of the telegraphs used, dots and dashes. Our vowels, our nekudos, are dots and dashes. Chirik is 1 dot, Seire is 2 dots, Segol is 3 dots, Pasach is a dash, Komatz is a dash and a dot. All of them, all the different vowels. So Rav Nosanzal says, Ki adfikim heim bechinas nekudos, kemuva betikunim. The tikune zoyar in tikun samach tes, daf kuf ches, explains there, shows how the pulses in the person work and how they correspond to the different vowels. Sheyesh defek bechinas tzere. There is a pulse sometimes that's like a tzere, 2 dots. And sometimes the pulse is functioning differently. V'zeh, and this tzaddik in the story, the betler, hoyoloi koyach liten chochma biyodov lahamemunim. He had the ability to transmit knowledge with his hands to those who are appointed. Shehem hasorim v'hamemunim sheboilam, all the leaders of the world. Just like we find when a tzaddik gives smicha to his student, he places his hands on his head, v'somach yodov, and through his hands, through his 10 fingers, he transmits that chachma d'kedusha. Shekulam heim bechinas malchus, all of these leaders are the concept of malchus. V'heim chizuk hamalchus d'kedusha, oy chalishusa chas v'shom. They can either represent a force that's strengthening the malchus of kedusha, or chas v'shom, the opposite, weakening the malchus of kedusha. V'alkein al yedei hadefik yoidim eich hamalchus v'chalishusa briusa. And this is why through the defek, the pulse which is in the hands, and we said the hands are what give over leadership, authority. When Moshe Rabbeinu was appointing Yehoshua, he did it through his hands, right? So through the hands, through the pulse, we're able to measure where the malchus is holding, if it's up or down. Hama'akev ruach so'oro yoidea hanigun. In the story there also, Rabbi Nazal spoke about this betler, this tzaddik, that he had the ability to control, to hold back the storm wind. And he also had the knowledge of all the different types of song. Shehu bechinas neginas hataimim. This refers to the song of the musical notes in the Torah, the trup, as we call it. Shehem bechinas ayin beis, which corresponds to the highest configuration of Yud Kei Vav Kei, Ayin Beis, Atzilus, which corresponds to the highest one of the four worlds. Kineginas hataimim heim al yidei horuach shebekanfei reo. Because the musical notes are generated through the air and the wind that passes through the lungs, the respiratory system. Shehu horuach tzvoinis, which is referred to as the north wind in the Torah. Ruach Naicho Shebekinor Shel David. And this is also the Ruach that blew, the Ruach that starts at midnight, that blew through the harp of David HaMelech to wake him up. Utaimim Ayin Beis Atzilus Kenegdoi Bechinas Medaber. And the musical notes, which we said correspond to Ayin Beis, correspond to Atzilus, within the levels of creation, Doimei Mitzameh Chai Medaber, the Taimim corresponds to Medaber, the highest one, which is human beings, which speak. Bechinas ruach sa'oro, oisei devoroi. Rav Nosson Zal shows us a pasuk which combines both of these. This storm wind, this tzaddik who is the master, who's controlling all the winds, and the winds is also the breath, the ruach, the breath in the mouth that goes into the lungs and out of the lungs, and that's what generates dibor. That's connected to medaber, which is the highest one of the four levels of creation. Bereshis Boro. The Gemara says on that first pasuk, Lo yehoyot tzorech lahaschil elo b'hachoydesh hazelochem. The Gemara asks, why did Hashem start the Torah with this? Why didn't he start from the first mitzvah that the Jews were commanded as a nation, which was Kiddush HaChodesh, the new blessing of the new moon, you know, declaring the new month, which is when they came out of Egypt? So the Gemara says, Ela mishum koyach masov higid liyamoi. The reason why Hashem starts with Bereishis is because he wanted to show, I created all of this, and therefore I'm the boss. Everything belongs to me. I can give it to whoever I want, and I can take it away from them and give it to whoever else I want. Referring to Eretz Yisrael, that even though the seven nations were there first, who gave it? Who put them there? Who gave them permission to be there? Who's the landlord? Hashem. Hashem let them be there for as long as he wants, and when Hashem decided to get them out and replace them with the Jewish people, he has the authority to do that. So the Gemara says there, Elamishum koyach ma'asov. Hashem wanted to show that the creation is the power of his actions. Koyach ma'asov daiko. It's the power of Hashem's actions. Bechinas ha-koyach shebiyodayim. This refers to the koyach in the hands, because we know that the first pasuk in the Torah, Bereishis, has exactly 28 letters. It's called the Chofches Asvon de Bereishis. The 28 letters of the first pasuk, just like, because we know the hand is yad. Yad is 14. two hands is 28. That first pasuk is showing that this is the hands of Hashem at work, that the creation was Hashem's handiwork, that kind of thing. That's why the Gemara says, Koyach ma'asov higid li'amoi. And also the hands that have 14 parts. If you look at the fingers, the thumb has two parts, and the other four fingers have three each. So it's 12 and 2, which is 14. That's Yad. Sha'al Yodoi Koiv Shem Eretz Yisrael. It's on this basis that we had the ability, that we had the right to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Because again, because Hashem told us to, and He's the landlord. Sheshom Iker Hizgalus Malchus Digdusha. It's in Eretz Yisrael that we see the main revelation of Hashem's kingdom. Sheachshov Munachas Chaloshus Bahayamim Unahoroi Shesov Eretz Yisrael. We said one, the princess was shot with these 10 arrows, and now she's very, very weak and surrounded by water. This corresponds to Eretz Yisrael, which is surrounded by all kinds of bodies of water. Yamim and Ahoroi, Shesov Eretz Yisrael, Bechinas, as the Gemara says on the Pasuk in Tehillim Chav Dalet, Lashem Horetz Umaloyo, Tevel Vioishvevo, Kihu Al Yamim Yesodo. Hashem established Eretz Yisrael surrounded with Yamim. We have the Mediterranean, we have the Red Sea, we have the Dead Sea. Veshom Eretz Yisrael kol ho eser kedushos. And the Gemara tells us that Eretz Yisrael has 10 levels of holiness. She'ief shelich nois lahem b'loy taras mayim, into which a person cannot enter without being purified through water. It was with Hashem's will that He gave it to them, that He gave the land of Eretz Yisrael to them, to these other nations. And with His will, with His desire, He took it from them and gave it to us. This is the concept of shooting the arrows. Shemishom nitno Eretz Yisrael bayadayim shalakum. That's how Eretz Yisrael was given over into the hands of these idol worshippers, these other nations. Achu choizer u'moyshech hachetz b'chazara, but Hashem pulls it back. He retrieves it. He gave them Eretz Yisrael, then He took it back. Bechinas beretzoyno netolameim unesono lano. As it says, with Hashem's will, He took Eretz Yisrael back from them and gave it to us. Paragraph Dalid. Asher lokachti miyad ho emoiri becharbi ubekashti. Yaakov Avinu tells his son Yosef HaTzadik that I'm giving you Shechem, which I took away from the emoiri with my sword and with my bow. So again, we see this bow and arrow. And then there's a pasuk in Tehillim. Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us a few different pasukim and statements from the Zohar HaKodesh, other places, about these arrows. There's a pasuk in Tehillim Emdalid, ki loy vekashti eftoch. I do not trust in my bow and arrow. Then there's a pasuk Tehillim Yud Aleph, Koinenu Chitzom Al Yeser. They prepare their arrows. Then another pasuk, Ki Chitzecho Nichazubi. Your arrows rested in me, inside of me. Vatinchas Al Yadecha. And your hands were upon me. Then we have the pasuk in Echa, Perigimel, Kamatoro Lachetz, that the Jewish people were like target practice for the arrows of the other nations. Then we have the story with Dovid HaMelech and Yonatan. When Shaul HaMelech got angry at Dovid HaMelech and he didn't show up for the meal, and then he made up with Yonatan that I'll meet you somewhere outside the city, because he had to be in hiding. And he said, you'll tell Yonatan, I'll shoot an arrow. And when my servant goes to retrieve it, if I tell him that the arrow's between where you are and me, then you'll know it has a certain message. If I tell him, no, you're too short, go further out, the arrow is further away, you'll know I'm giving you a different signal. These were the signals that Yonatan, the son of Shaul HaMelech, gave to Dovid HaMelech. He loved Dovid HaMelech very, very much. His father, Shaul HaMelech, wanted to kill Dovid HaMelech because he saw that Dovid HaMelech is the one who's supposed to take over the kingdom and everything. So he set him there, Hine hachitzim mimcho vohena. The arrows are from where you're standing and further away. And that was a signal that they had made up between them. Shloisha hachitzim tzido ire. I'll shoot three arrows to the side. Ashkir, there's another pasuk, Ashkir chitzai midam. A pasuk towards the end of Chumash Dvorim. I'll dip my arrows. My arrows will be filled from drinking blood. Tfilo Drichas hakeshes vachitzim. And we know that tefillah is also compared to a bow and arrow, as Rabbeinu Zal brings in Torah Beis, in Torah Nun Hei, and in the second half of Likutei Moharan in Torah Pei Gimel. And he quotes the Zohar HaKodesh, Zako mandiyodo lezarko chitzim. Lucky, fortunate is the person who knows how to shoot arrows, meaning he knows how to focus his tefillah to make a direct hit, to get it to go exactly where it has to get to. Ad yefalach kechetz kvedoi de sitrachra, the Tikkun Ezra says. Then another pasuk, on kichitzecho nichasubi, your arrows were resting inside of me, ki avoinoisai kemasa kovei, because my sins are like a heavy burden. Koveid moledam. The koveid means heavy, and koveid also means the liver, which is full of blood, which is dinim. Hefech kovoid, which is the opposite of kovoid. Shehu bechinas asora mamorois, which is what the 10 statements of creation are all about. Shehem bishvil kevoidoi. They were all to broadcast the kovoid of Hashem. These are very short notes that Rav Nosson Zal, it seems, wrote for himself, that he used in building this halacha. Final paragraph. Iker hadibur shel ha'asora mamorois shebohem nivro ha'ilam hoyo bischus hatzdoko sheyasu b'nei odam. The main concept, the main success, in a sense, of the dibur that Hashem spoke, the 10 statements of creation which were used to create the world, were all in the merit of the tzedakah that Hashem saw that people are going to do. Shebishvil ze nivro ilam. That's what the world was really created for charity, for chesed. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, ki omarti oilam chesed yibone. I said that the world will be built on chesed. Bechinas ele toildois hashamayim v'ha'oretz behi borom. This is the story of creation of heaven and earth when they were created. It's brought that the word Behi Borom is the same letters as the word Be Avraham, Isha Chesed. Avram Avinu is known as the Isha Chesed, the man of kindness. The world was created especially for him and people like him, people who would do Chesed. And this is what the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Oyev Tzedoko U'Mishpot Chesed Hashem Mol Oretz. That's what led to Hashem creating heaven and earth with his words. There's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which quotes a certain pasuk, where there it says the word beficha, that refers to tzedaka, to pledges that a person makes, pledges to give charity. Shehi bechinas mayim, and we had learned earlier that tzedaka is associated with mayim. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Shlach lachmecho al pnei amoyim, send out your bread on the waters, ki baroiv yomim timsen, and when you'll need it, when you'll be in need, people will come to help you also. Send out your bread on the waters means give charity, extend your kindness. Kamei shekosu besimen tesvov belikutei tanino, ayin shom kol hatoyrah. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 15 in the second half of Likutei Moharan, look over that chapter because it's also tied into this discussion. With this, we finish this halacha dalet of Toiloim, and we finish the topic of Toiloim completely. Now we go on to the next topic in Shulchan Aruch Yoradea, which is the laws of eggs. Which eggs are kosher? Which eggs aren't kosher? How do you identify a kosher egg if you don't know where it came from?